is coming into this formal sitting posture, whether it be on a cushion, on the floor, or a chair. And the back upright, sensing into an erect and relaxed posture. Recalling the attitudes that we bring to this practice of beginner's mind, non-judging, acceptance, trust, patience, non-striving, and letting be. It's letting go of any agenda about how things should be. Not trying to make anything in particular happen. Allowing experience to be just as it is, and not wanting anything to be different than it is moment by moment. And allowing the body to settle into stillness. Remembering that bringing stillness to the body is part of the meditation practice. Perhaps noticing your feet on the floor or the cushion, your hands resting on your lap or your thighs, and perhaps your back against a chair or cushion. Your face, your tongue, your eyes, as they are. Your shoulders, neck, and back, just as it is. Letting your body ease and settle as much as possible. As the body becomes still, gathering and collecting your awareness and the sensations of the breath, and then become aware that you are breathing. and directing your attention on the sensations of the breath as it comes and goes. And focusing your awareness on the place in the body where you feel the breath most easily and naturally. Whether it be at the tip of your nose, back of your throat, your chest, the belly. Simply bringing attention to the place where you feel the breath most easily, perhaps where it's most predominant. Letting the breath breathe itself and letting go of any thoughts about how many breaths or the next breath or the last breath. Just this breath in each moment. Just feeling or sensing into sensations of the breath as best you can. You will notice that sometimes the mind wanders to thoughts of the past or the future, stories, worries. When this happens, don't be surprised. This is what minds do. Gently notice where it went, perhaps putting a light label, naming it as one of your top 10 tunes. Is it a worry story, an anxiety story, planning? No matter what it is, once you've noticed it, with patience and kindness, simply escorting your attention gently back to the place in the body where you're following the sensations of the breath. Recognizing that this is part of the process, meditation. When you've recognized that the mind has wandered off into thinking and distraction, that this is a moment of mindfulness. It's part of the mind training that we're undertaking in meditation. is the practices in the seeing. It doesn't matter if the mind wanders 100 times. Once we've noticed, it's seen. We simply, gently and firmly come back to the present moment. Now widening the focus of attention to include all the sounds that may be present. Allowing yourself to hear as carefully as you can. If you find the mind commenting or comparing, reacting to the sounds, noticing that and letting it be. Allowing yourself just to receive the sounds without commentary, without interference, just as sounds. The environment is secreting sounds as objects, the ear simply receiving those sounds. Simply vibrations. Perhaps noticing if they're soft or intense, loud or low or high, near or far, internal sounds in the body or external sounds. Perhaps noticing how it arises and fades. Recognizing how thoughts sometimes get carried away by sounds. Just recognizing these as just thoughts about sounds that have taken you away from the direct experience of hearing the sounds. If you're finding that the mind is too anxious to mindfully listen, remembering that you can always return to your breathing, using the breath as your anchor or home base, to bring you into the present moment, to a concrete, embodied experience. And widening your focus of attention to include body sensations as well as the breath and sounds. You may notice certain sensations from the body, the sensations of touch, sensations of warmth or coolness, perhaps tingling or throbbing, simply the sensation of the air on the skin. And and perhaps a softness, or perhaps discomfort, perhaps agitation. Simply noticing whatever may come into your field of awareness as a body sensation, sound. Without judging or reacting, without grasping at any pleasant sounds or body sensations, or pushing away any unpleasant sounds or body sensations, just being fully with whatever is arising at this moment. Perhaps noticing if you're trying too hard, and trying to make something happen. And remembering the attitude of non-striving, bringing the lightness and easefulness to presence. Opening your awareness to include smells and tastes that are present. If there aren't any, that's fine too. Simply resting in awareness with whatever smells or tastes might be present. Again, being alert for a judging and reacting mind. Simply allowing yourself the direct experience of smells, tastes, sounds, and body sensations. And widening your awareness once again to include all forms of thought. Acknowledging when thinking is going on. And focusing on being more of an observer of the thinking process. Noticing thoughts arising and passing, like bubbles emerging in a still pond or clouds passing through a clear sky. Not getting caught up in the content of the thoughts, just recognizing and thinking occurring. Again, you can put a light label to the thinking, the form of thinking, whether it be judgment, planning, storytelling, and themes such as a boss story or relationship story, anxiety story. Simply being aware of the stories is a moment of mindfulness. So you simply allow them to arise with no resistance. Treating each thought the same. It's just a thought passing through the mind. With the same dispassion as we would receive sounds, it's just sounds arising and passing. And they're just thoughts, nothing more. The thoughts can be about anything. Whatever they are, simply noticing them as events in the mind as they come into awareness and as they dissolve from awareness. remembering that you are not your thoughts. Simply resting in awareness of thoughts, tastes, sounds, body sensations. Being aware of everything that arises, whatever it is just another condition that is here now and will soon be gone if you let it. And grasping for the pleasant or rejecting the unpleasant will only cause anguish and stress and struggle with the present moment. You're recognizing any mind states and emotions, like any anger or fear, boredom, sleepiness, a desire for something else, impatience, calm, compassion. Allowing yourself to be open to the entire range of experience as it arises moment by moment. And feeling into and sensing the energy associated with each arising. We're simply practicing allowing objects or experiences to be held in the open space of awareness without identifying with them and grasping at them or pushing them away. and looking deeply, feeling deeply, listening, allowing all the visitors to come and go, shining the light of mindfulness directly on whatever is present, whatever is the strongest or the loudest in a sense. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. She may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Mm-hmm.